I think I'll grab it. Good morning again. This is Tech Double Gear B2JPQ. Thank you, Vicky, for getting all those check-ins in on the second hour. Sometimes it's kind of slim to, or the third, well, the third hour of the second cup. We got James. Delray Beach, Florida. Looks like you're new to the system. James, welcome. KJ4OWJ. We'll get with you in just a minute. Bill. Billy, as we're distinguishing him here by going by Billy, so we can tell Bill from our two Bills, our two net controllers. And we got Kevin from Bowling Green. You made a comment, Kevin, and I about Sky King, and I missed it. I had walked up to grab another cup of coffee, and my second cup, if you will. And you made a comment, something I think it was you about the radio transmissions. And I guess I was a Sky. Really, I don't think I was a Sky King junkie when I got home, if there was such a thing. I can remember racing home from school and getting that TV on to watch Sky King, probably to look at Penny. Of course, there was radios involved too, so that probably was the big factor. But what were you saying, Kevin? If you want to repeat that, good morning.
Well, there's a Jimmy Buffett song called Pencil Thin Mustache, and in that song there's a line that goes, something, something, Sky's niece, Penny. And that is referring to, of course, Sky King and his niece, Penny, but I don't know if a lot of people picked up on that particular line in that song or even, knew what it was in reference to, but I thought that was kind of interesting. That came to mind when you were talking about Sky King and Penny, and some good trivia. I didn't know what the name of his plane was, and that's a good show. So yeah, that's what Jimmy Buffett and Sky King tied together there. Have a good weekend. Thanks for doing the second cup. We appreciate it. Back to you.